Let's be seated and go before the Lord again in prayer. Pray with me, please. Promise-keeping, reliable, and faithful God, you are our salvation. You provide nothing but truth to us. Who are we supposed to be afraid of if you are ours? We admit we have many enemies. Satan is the prince of this world. We're not sure how he will attack us, but we know that he is in this world and he hates us. The world is around us with all of its selfishness and deception and vanity tempting us and our flesh. So much of us is still drawn to evil. But even if all three of these enemies should rise against us, we will be confident because you are with us and you have promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. But these enemies distract and discourage and even sometimes defeat us. Lord, hide us in the day of trouble. Place us high upon the rock. Conceal us in your tent. Lift up our heads in the midst of battle so that we all start singing and shouting for joy. Our God is our Savior forever and ever. Lord God, your word is true when it says, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. And your people rejoice because your word is true for us in him. Your word is true in Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior, who from the foundation of the world chose to save his people and in the fullness of time brought about the salvation of billions. We thank you for saving us and for hearing our confession and granting us your forgiveness. Who, O God, is like you in all the earth? And yet, you allow weak and feeble sheep to draw close to you. We find delight in your presence, for you make known to us the path of life. And in your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Father, thank you. Thank you for the finished work of Jesus and the finished work that you have accepted on our behalf. Father God, you command us to seek your face. So here we are, seeking your face. Don't hide your face from us. You told us to come. So do not reject us. Father, where else could we go? Don't forsake us, for you are our Father. Everyone else in this life can fail us, but you will always take us in. So, Father, teach us your ways. And God, help us to wait for you, to be strong and courageous in this spiritual battle. Help us to stand our ground. Help us to stand our ground in our day and to wait on you. And, Father, we pray that you come quickly. Now we ask you to feed us from your word, replenish us, and replenish our spiritual supply so we can fight with faith until the day that you come back. It's in your name that we ask these things. Amen.